Meeting at the Colville Courthouse, the council will get a review of protests they've received from some 15 landowners who say they've been affected by the council's recent approval of a revamped Eastside planning code and zoning map. Deputy County Manager Jenna Young said the briefing is being done at about 4:20 by Development Director Pat Putt and Senior Planner Peter Barnes.
As part of that process, a 10-day protest period was triggered at the close of the public hearing on April 11th, and it just ended this past Monday. So this is the first opportunity, since we didn't have a council meeting last week, for staff to show the council the protests we have received and to go over those details. What the staff has indicated in their staff report is, by and large, the majority of these protests are unaffected. The property owners are unaffected by the changes in the zoning map. Either their structures and properties are grandfathered in, or there's just no change. Now, there are a few that do present some interesting issues that the council should consider, and they do have that opportunity to make changes if they wish during the discussion on Wednesday.
Another meeting in Colville is not hosted by the county. A federal hearing, 6 p.m. at North Summit High, will take input about a draft environmental statement on renovation plans for the Echo Reservoir. The proposal comes from the Federal Bureau of Reclamation and the state's Recreation Department.
This involves cabins, some new sewer infrastructure, that type of thing. And so as part of that, they're required to go through this environmental assessment process. And so right now, they have a draft environmental assessment that's been out there for public comment. In addition to being able to submit comments online, they're also holding this public hearing in Colville on Wednesday. The council has been invited to be a cooperating agency in this process. Our council members will probably attend that if the council meeting gets over on time, because they are very interested in this project, supportive of what is being done, but certainly has concerns about water quality and making sure that whatever happens, we're still able to protect our watershed. And there's other health and safety welfare issues as well.
Deputy Summit County Manager Jenna Young. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.